Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
I'm Brandon Kravitz, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. Let's start with a flurry of news in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott is not planning on missing any time with an injured knee. Elliott indicated Sunday that no one on the Cowboys' training or coaching staffs had approached him about sitting out a game to give his knee a chance to heal. There had been talk that Elliott would be inactive for Thursday's game against the Saints in their top-ranked run defense, but if the Cowboys are considering such a plan, they apparently haven't let Zeke in on that piece of information. We'll have to wait and see as to what the Cowboys' plan will be. Tony Pollard would be an instant RB1 candidate in all fantasy football lineups if Elliott were to miss time. The Cowboys take on the Saints in New Orleans this Thursday in Week 13 of the NFL. Christian McCaffrey had yet another scare over the weekend. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reports that McCaffrey rolled his ankle and likely avoided a major injury. Though the Panthers running back missed the entire second half of Sunday's loss to the Miami Dolphins after briefly attempting a return in the second quarter. With Carolina on a bye for Week 13, the early report suggests that McCaffrey at least has some shot to avoid an absence. Things are not as positive for another running back who is a consensus round one pick at the start of the year. Dalvin Cook went down in writhing pain as the Vikings were in San Francisco on Sunday. Cook already has a torn labrum in his right shoulder and may have a similar injury to his left shoulder pending the results of an MRI. Cook has history of trouble with his left shoulder and even has played through dislocations at times, but he wasn't able to pop it back into place and continue playing after he left Sunday's eventual loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Alexander Mattison would see a significant uptick in playing time if Cook is out of the lineup for any length of time. Miles Sanders left the Eagles lineup on Sunday as they were squaring off with the New York Giants. Sanders injured his ankle in the second half. What's unclear is whether the injury was related to the ankle injury that led to an IR stint for Sanders earlier this season. If Sanders or Jordan Howard with a knee injury can't play against the Jets in Week 13, Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell would lead the Eagles backfield in what would be a very favorable matchup. Debo Samuel has been a knight in shining armor for many fantasy managers this season, and it looks as though he's got a new injury to battle through. Samuel left Sunday's game against the Vikings in the fourth quarter with a groin injury and was unable to return. Samuel racked up 78 yards from scrimmage and two scores before picking up the injury. In other NFL news, Philip Lindsay logged 12 carries in his Dolphins debut. Pat Freiermuth added another touchdown to his season total, but was forced to exit the Steelers-Bengals game with a concussion. He'll be evaluated and go through the protocol throughout the course of this week. T. Higgins logged his best game of the season, catching 6 of 8 targets for 114 yards and a touchdown, and the Titans seem to have found their ground game for the first time since losing Derrick Henry. Both Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman went over the century mark. In NBA news, Hawks sharpshooter Bogdan Bogdanovic has been diagnosed with a sprained ankle after undergoing an MRI. He'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks before the Hawks provide an update on his status. Royce O'Neal's got an ankle injury. He's questionable for Monday night's game against the Portland Trail Blazers. Meanwhile, in Orlando, Terrence Ross has a back issue. He's listed as questionable for tonight's contest with the Philadelphia 76ers. He was forced to leave Saturday's game with the same injury and did not return to action. Mo Bamba remains questionable with a back injury as well, and Cole Anthony will sit out his 6th consecutive game for the struggling Orlando Magic. Portland Trailblazers Norman Powell has been ruled out for Monday's game against the Utah Jazz due to a right quadriceps contusion. And in the Miami Heat Denver Nuggets showdown, you've got Tyler Hero and Jimmy Butler both remain questionable for that game tonight, and Nuggets star Nikola Jokic questionable with a wrist injury that he's been battling. The Cavs take on the Mavs tonight in Dallas. Here are some key injuries to look for in that contest. Jalen Brunson's got a foot injury. He'll be questionable tonight. Frank Ntilikina's status not as glowing as a calf has him ruled out for that contest. And Jetty Osman remains questionable because of a back injury with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And in San Antonio, both Devin Vassell and Doug McDermott draw the questionable tag ahead of their home game against the visiting Washington Wizards. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.